Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Mem Aleph, which is the top line on page 220. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Aleph, Ha'isha midada es bina. A woman could do this medida to her son. We discussed last night, it's touching the son or the animal on the sides of the neck or on the sides of the body and leading it along. So we said that doing it to an animal, we discussed already in Sif Mem, that any behema chayav oof, you can do it in a chatzer, that you can hold on to the neck or hold on to the sides and lead it, if it's tzar bali chayim. But we said in the Rosh Hashanah, the Mishabru told us it was a problem because you might come to lift it up. So the Mechaber over here continues the topic and says, a woman can mi medada es bina, afilu b'Rishus HaRabim. This you could do for your child, even in Rishus HaRabim. Ubelvad shelo tigrirehu. As long as you're not dragging him along, you're just helping him walk by holding on to him, that's going to be okay. Elo yehe magbia raglo achas. It tells us exactly how the child should be walking. When he lifts up one foot, v'aniach hashniyah al ha'aretz, and he places the second foot on the ground, v'ishoin aleha ad sheyachzor v'aniach raglo sheigbia. And he can lean on his mother until he puts the other foot down that he raised up. Shenimtza l'olam hu nishon al raglo ha'echas. This way he's always leaning on one foot. So the child is walking. As he's walking with one foot at a time, his mother is holding on to him and she is assisting him. So what we said would not be allowed by an animal in a Rosh Hasharabim, because of the gzeira you might lift up the animal, we do not make that gzeira by a child. Says the Mishaburis if Katan Nun Gimel, the reason why this is Mutar Afilu Rosh Hasharabim is the Ha Afilu Tagbihenu Petura. Because even if the Isha would lift up the child, it's not going to be an Isser Daraisa, she's going to be Pater Aval Aser. Dechai no se asasmo, like we discussed last night, a live person really carries himself when there's no Isser Daraisa carrying another person in a Rosh Hasharabim. V'leis baze elo isur derabonan. And the only Isser you will have is the derabonan. The Havik Zera Luxera. The whole problem over here is that you might lift up the child, but lifting up the child itself is a derabonan, so it's a Xera on a Xera we don't make, and therefore it's Mutter. However, if one carries a live person that is tied up, or that is sick, that is unable to walk on their own, then the carrier will be chayav midaraisa. Debazelo shayach shenose asatzmo. There we don't say the klal of chaynose asatzmo. And we'll see a note in 1 second that explains the reasons behind chaynose asatzmo. But the Mishabura ends off and says, v'hanose mace, one who carries a mace, so have a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, that also will not be nisa deraisa, because when one is carrying a mace, it's not because he wants the mace, it's because he wants to remove the mace from the place where he is. That's called a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. He doesn't actually want to be carrying the mace, so that's going to be an issa d'rabbanan as well for a different reason, ayin simen reish ayin ches. But if you look at note number 155, he brings down 2 reasons behind this cloud that we say of chay nosi as atzmo. Ubetama dover nechliku arishonim. Rishonim argue on the reason why we say chaynes los asmo. Das Rashi she esoda heter hu mishum she bishar she nosim adam bari. Rashi says the idea is that at the time when you're carrying a healthy person who makel as asmo, he's able to make himself lighter. The kaviyocho nosi as asmo, and it's as if he's carrying himself. So you're carrying a live person, so he's able to make himself lighter. Sharei mishkolo kalm mishkolo shel meis v'chola. The weight of a live person is lighter than a dead person, or even a sick person, because he's able to adjust his weight to make himself lighter. That's what Rashi says. Meidach, on the other hand, the Balam Or says, She'ein zeha tam l'kach, that's not the reason. Uledvarov, and according to the Baal Ma'or, explains Rav Moshe Feinstein, She'yisod ha'heter hu mishum she'achai yochol l'hagia l'mokom ze'ap b'lo she'yisa'uhu. The Pshat says Rav Moshe, and Chai Nosei Asasim l'fi the Baal Ma'or, is not that he makes himself lighter, but he could have gone there without you. So it's ki'ilu, he's Nosei Asasim, but you carrying him, not really accomplishing, because he could have walked himself there. Those are the 2 reasons brought down for the cloud, but either way, the halacha is chaynosei asasmo. So if you carry a live, healthy person in a Rosh Hasharabim, you will not be over an issa daraisa, will only be an issa drabanam. And that's why the Mechaber says a woman can't do this medida with her son, even in Rosh Hasharabim, because the fact that she might carry him is not a problem, because that would only be a drabanam, and it would be a gzeira l'gzeira. Sifkoton kuf nun dalud. Shalo tigre rehu. She has to make sure she doesn't drag him. Mipnei no say so, because that would be considered carrying him. Kein kasav Rashi, so writes Rashi. Mashma de svirle de havei kemosha no so. It's mashma clearly that he holds that dragging the child is like holding the child. The imkain, and if so, afilu bekarmelus aser. If that's the case, it's obviously aser to carry a child in a karmelus, and therefore it would be aser to drag a child in a karmelus. V'yeshem mekilin lezbazeh, and some are lenient about this in a karmelus. Avalisa osu al kasefo, but to hold a child, to carry him on your shoulders, gam bekarmelus aser l'kuyama, that would be aser according to everyone. The machlokes is dragging him, but actually putting the child on your shoulders in a karmelus is aser according to everyone. V'yesh mehamon shenichshalim bazeh. There are those from the multitudes that stumble over this. Shenosim ketanim al kisveim. They're carrying small children on their shoulders. V'ta'usanu mipnei shakotan yochol lelech batzmo. The mistake that they're making is they think because the child is able to walk on his own, therefore it's okay to carry him, but that's a mistake. Ushkogehi, that's a shogeg. The iser derabonan yesh b'chol ofen afilu b'karmelus. Because even though it's true if the child can walk, we do say, Achai no say asatzmo, but the Maisa, it's still an Issa de Rabbanon, it just takes away the Daraisa, and that's usher even in the Carmelis. Umikomakov tov limnoa milomer lahem, but says the Mishavura, you should hold back from pointing it out to them. Shebevade lo yishmulon, the people who are doing this are not going to listen anyway. Umutav shiu shogigin v'alyu mezidim, it's better they should do it b'shogig and they shouldn't do it b'mezid. V'koton she'ein yochol leilech ba'atzmo klal, a child who can't walk on his own at all. Chayev l'rov poskim kishenaso b'rishas harabim. So according to most poskim, that will be a chiyav d'arais if you carry him in rishas harabim. If he can't walk, we do not say the klal of chay no seas asmo according to most. V'ayidein yehudi shari l'didon. But through a goy, it will be mutter for us. De'ein motzui etzleinu rishas harabim. Because now many poskim say we don't have rishas harabim nowadays, and therefore to tell a goy to do it, we'll be telling a goy to do it the rabbanon, and if it's a need, it would be permissible. Says the Mishabura Viter, Hamotzi Tinok Vikis Talui Besavaru Chayiv. One who is carrying a child, so even though he's able to walk, mitzad the child would only be a Durabonan, but he has some kind of wallet or bag that's tied around his neck, you're Chayiv, it's an Issa Daraisa. Avsha Tinok Yochol Lelech Basmo, even though it's true the child can walk on his own, the ain't bo Issa Daraisa, so there's no Issa Daraisa, midin the child, the Chayno Seas Atzmo, Mikomokom Chayiv Mishum Kis. But the Maisa, the child has this wallet around him, whatever this bag around him, so you're Chayiv Midaraisa for carrying the child, which is really carrying the kiss as well. The kiss ain't no butta lagabe. This bag is not considered nullified to the child. Shehu ain't sarachlo. The child doesn't need this wallet that's wrapped around him, and therefore, although it's only the rabbanon in carrying the child, but in carrying the kiss, it would be an issur daraisa. Avol hamotzi gadol hamalubash bekele pater. But one who carries out a gadol who's wearing his clothing, his pater on the clothing, the gadol tfeilim lo. Because the clothing are considered secondary to the person. The alav eino chayiv, and on the person you're not chayiv. The who knows yes asmo, because the chay knows yes asmo. The leis be ella isur derabbanan. Therefore, there would be only be an isur derabbanan. The interesting to note over here, this is quoting the Rambam. He changes from a katan to a gadol. He starts off and he says hamotzei tinok v'kis toli betzavaru hischayiv. The reason is even if the child can walk, because the kiss is not necessary, so you're carrying the kiss. But then he switches to the other side. He says, if you carry out a gadol who's wearing clothing, there's no difference in a gadol and a katan. If he's wearing clothing, the clothing is bottled to the gadol and the katan, and you'd be putter on the clothing. And if he's carrying a wallet, whether he's a katan or a gadol, he'd be chayv on the wallet. So it's interesting that he switches off from the case of the katan with the kiss to the gadol with the begadim. The chiluk is the begadim and the kiss, not whether it's a gadol or a katan. That wouldn't matter. They both can walk. They both have only an issur derabbanan of chayav oseh asatzmo. The chiluk is the clothing is batal to them, and the kiss is not batal. It shouldn't matter if it's a gadol or a katan. Says the mechaber Vayter Sif Mem Beis. Dover shehu muksa mutter ligabo. Something that is muksa, you are allowed to touch it. Ubilvat shelo yehei menanea afilu miktsaso. As long as you don't move it even part of the way, even a little bit of it. Ukfar nisbar b'sif gimel. We had this way back. In the beginning of the Siman, the Ramah brought it down, but here the Mechaber says, something that's muktzah, You can't move it even a little bit, but you are allowed to touch it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kufnun Hey, Mutar Ligabo, Ayin Le'el, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudzayin. Look what we learned earlier in Sif Katan Yudzayin. Says the Mechaber, Vayta Sif Mem Gimul. Mutar Le'taltel Mukta Ayidei Neficha. Ukfar Nisbayar Reish Simen Zeh. The Ramot told us this earlier as well, but here the Mechaber tells us, you are allowed to move Mukta by blowing it. We learned earlier, Mukta is Aser to move it with your hands. With your body is a discussion we'll get into later, exactly when it's mutter, when it's not mutter. But lemaisa, blowing mukta is mutter. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Mem Dalut. Kli she nisro eya lo yitlu mimenu cheres lechasos bo olismoch bo. You have a kli that's a shaky kli that's starting to fall apart. You can't take a piece of pottery off of the kli in order to cover something with it or to lean something on it. So long that the kli is not broken apart, but it's still connected, even though it's shaky and it's going to break, you can't take off a piece. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Nun Vav. Lo yitlu mimenu. Rotza lomar shelo yitlo shmenu. You shouldn't detach it from there. De b'maisa ha-tlishahu bichlal tikun kli. Because this maisa of detaching, what you're really doing is you're fixing up a kli. Ukumoshe is bar b'simen shemem, like we'll see later in Simen Shemem. Shekol dover shemisakno b'shabes le'ezer tashmish. Any item that you're fixing up for a use on Shabbos that wouldn't be fit for use and you're making it usable, yesh bo mishum tikun kli, that's tikun kli, that's makab patish, you are making a kli out of something that's not really a kli. The hu adinim kvar nafal acheres, the same thing would be true if the pottery already fell, the whole kli collapsed. Vuhu misakno, and you're fixing it up, lahasir blitoso v'uktsav, and you're breaking off little edges that are there, so that you can use it to cover other kelim. So again, you're fixing up this piece of pottery that broke off its initial kli in order to use it as its own covering. The chiyagadno or anything similar to usher, that's also usher. That's exactly makab patish. You have a piece of a kli, it's not usable. You're breaking off the edges to smooth it out, and now you're using it as a covering. You just finished up a kli, and that is usher. Midin makab patish. But what would be mutter? Avalika chacheres shenishbar me'akli. But to take a random piece of pottery that broke off the kli and to use it as is. Ulechasos bomona, to cover a kli with it. Beli shum tikun, without doing any fixing. Vadai shorik mevur le'el sevav. That's for sure mutter, like we saw in sevav. To remind you, we said if you have a kli and it broke, so the pieces of the kli, since they came from a kli, and they're usable even in another fashion as a kli, so it's not mukta. So if you have a kli that was made out of pottery and it broke, so it's no longer fit for that kli, but you have pieces that are fit for covering other kelim, that's a classic case of shivri kelim, which is not mukta. The two cases that we said are a problem is you're breaking off a piece from a kli that's about to break, but it's not broken, you're breaking it off in order to use it, so there you're being misakin a kli. Or number two, the piece broke off already, but you're fixing it up, you're chiseling away to make it smoother, that's also tikun kli, that's makab patish, that would be usr. But if the piece falls off and you use it as is and it's rowy for this job, that's 100% mutter. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Mem Hey. Oser lischok b'Shabbos v'yom tov b'kadur. Says the Mechaber, you can't play on Shabbos and yom tov with a ball. The Ramah says, v'yesh matirin v'nogu lahokil. There are those who are matir playing with balls on Shabbos, and the minhag is to be mekel, says the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Nun Zayin. The Mechaber said that you are not allowed to play with a ball on Shabbos or Yontif. Beinim hi shel niyar. We see their balls in the olden days, whether this ball is made out of paper, o shel eitz, or it's a wood ball, it's aser. She'ein sheim kli olav machmas sheroi lischok bo. That does not give it a shame kli, the fact that you can play with it. This ball that's made out of paper, a ball that's made out of wood, is not a kli. V'havei ke'evin shu mukta megufo. It is considered like a regular stone. It's mukta machmas gufo. It's a very high level of mukta. V'afilu betiltul ba'alma asu l'dei azu. Even moving it at all is going to be usur. You can't move it to our gufo, to our makomo. It's mukta machmas gufo. It's totally off limits. If you look at note number 161, he points out, v'kadurim ha'metzuyim bizmanenu. Right, we're all thinking, what about our balls nowadays? So Rav Vazna writes in the Shevet HaLevi, She'eino mukta Aflifnei Sefarad, even for the Svardim. Although the Mechaber says the bull is Mukta, Zakra Vosner, even for the Svardim, bulls nowadays that we have are not Mukta. Mipnei Shem Yutzorim L'Shem Isla, because they're made, they're created to play with. V'chein Das Agonu Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Yashiv. So they all say that bulls nowadays are not Mukta. However, the Or L'Tzion, it's funny, Rav Vosner is giving the Hetter for the Svardim, but here the Or L'Tzion, the Svardi posting himself, writes, he was hichmir b'davar. He was machmir v'lo hiter l'taltel kadur v'lischok bo el l'katan. He only allowed children to move balls and play with balls on Shabbos. Sherasha yakatan lismo chadas haramah. A child can rely on the Ramah. Svardim adults will not rely on the Ramah, but a child can rely on the Ramah. So the Or LeZion says a child that is Svardi can play with balls on Shabbos. Continues the Mishabura sekatan kuf nun ches. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah said, the Yesh Matirim v'nogu l'hokel. Efshar shetayimu. It could be the reason is, shekevan sha'asu ilakach, since they're made for this purpose. U'miyuchod lazeh bismidus. And they are designated for playing constantly. So lo shayapo shei muktza. It's not shayach hanem shei muktza. U'kedil'el b'sivcha beiz, like we saw earlier in Sivcha beiz. If you look at note 162, he points out, V'chein balun. So too, when it comes to a balloon, the Shevet HaLevi writes, Shalachora mutter l'taltlo, you can, Lachora, move a balloon on Shabbos. Kefi shiter ha-ramah l'taltlo kador. The same with the Ramah is mattering, moving a ball. You can also move a balloon for the same reason. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, second to last line, last word. U'mikom akom, l'kuli alma osr l'ischok b'rishus ha-rabim. But according to everyone, even if you hold that balls are not muksa like the Ramah, you can't play with the ball in Rosh Hashanah. Va'afilu b'karmelus b'Shabbos, and even in a karmelus you can't play with the ball on Shabbos. The b'kalhu sheipo luchutz me'arba amos v'asi lasuye. Because even if you're just playing it with yourself within your dalet amos, very likely it's going to roll away from you, out of your dalet amos, and you're going to come to carry. Aval b'yomtov mutter afilu b'shasarabim lischo b'oladeyazu. But according to this, if the problem is carrying, so on Yontif there's no problem of carrying, and therefore it will be mutter to be playing with the ball in the Rosh Hasharabim. If you look at note 163, he writes, Ukefisha kasav haramol l'kamon, like the Ramah writes later on. Ochein b'mishavura sham kasav b'shem marshal, very important point. Shedover temahu, he says this is a dover tema. Sharei ein bazet tzarech hayom kla. What do you mean you can play with the ball on Yontif in the Rosh Hasharabim because no problem of carrying? This is not a tzarech hayom at all. V'hinei lahem liyaladim, v'hanach lahem liyaladim shel osim kein. Leave the children alone who are doing this. Lefi sheschoku lahem, it's a game for them and it's fine. Aval gedolim minog rahu. But he says for gedolim to be playing ball on Yontif and Rosh Hashanah is a bad minog. V'hosva mishabur, the mishabur adds over there, shegam beliza ein din ze muskim al chaladeos. Even besides this, this dinner is not agreed upon by everyone. Shrei Ladasa Shulchan Aruch Kan, the Mechaber over here writes, Osir Adavar, that balls are mukta. V'chein Kasav Aruch HaShulchan, She'af Alpi Sha'minog L'Hokel Baza. Even though the minog is to be lenient that balls are not mukta, like the Ramah, Mikomokom Mevur V'Yushalmi, a scary Yushalmi that's brought in Taina says, She'ir Achas Chorva Mibnei Shoyu Misachikim Bo B'Kadur B'Shabbos. There was a city that was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos in that city. V'cheinu b'medrash Eicha, that's also the same Isa brought down in the Medrash Eicha. V'chein kasa b'shal and shuvah salmas chayim, she'ein roi linog bazeh heter, that one should not be knowing heter in this. So even though the Ramah is telling us that it's mutter to play with the ball, it's not muktzah, and the Mishabur is saying over here that in Rosh Hasharabim even there's no problem of carrying on Yontif, it would be okay. L'maisa, there is grounds to hold back from playing ball on Shabbos and Yontif. One more thing in the Mishabur, the last line on 220. V'chol zekesh esochek shaloh agabe karka. Even all these leniences that we're talking about playing with the ball on Yontif is only if you are not playing on the ground, on the earth floor. Aval algabe karka, but on the ground, on the dirt floor, l'kuli alma aser mishum chashash ashvuye gumos. According to everyone, that would be aser because of the problem that you might fill in the holes. Ukid lakamon b'simin shin la melches. I'll see later on in shin la melches leinyan sechikas egozim when it comes to playing with nuts. Umikomokom ein limchos b'noshim uktanim. But still, one should not protest against noshim and ketanim who are playing ball. The mutav shiu shogin v'ayu mezidim. Once again, it's better that they should be shogin and not mezid. So I want to point out one thing. We said already twice in this year, mutav shiu shogin v'ayu mezidim. There are a couple of rules about that. Let's just look back at note 157 and 158. If the people that you want to tell them not to do something, there's a tzad they might listen. So if you think they may listen, then you have to tell them. So this is going on the issue we discussed earlier, and that is about carrying the child the way that you weren't allowed to carry the child. But again, we said over there also, Mutar Shogi and Vayu Mezidim, that's only if they're not going to listen. There's a chance they might listen, you must tell them. And Noah 58, he points out, Shebedover She'enu Mufurish Batorah Omrin Mutav Shiyu Shogi. And the halach is that when it's something that's not explicit in the Torah, that's when we say, just leave them, better they should be Shogi than Mezid if we think they're not going to listen. Afa pisha asuhu midaraisa. He knows it is a daraisa, but it's not explicit in the pasuk. Then we say, just leave them. Better they should be shogig. Ubetama davar kasan mishaburu shana mishaburu explains over there. Shebedavar she'enu mufurish b'tori yesh litlo she shogigim heimu mutim. Something that's not explicit in the Torah, you could say that they don't know, and therefore they're not happy. They're making a mistake. Ma she'enkein bedavar mufurish b'tori bevadi enim shogigim. Something that's an explicit pasuk in the Torah, you see someone doing it, we don't say over there mutav shiu shogim vayu mezid. Because we assume they're not shogig, it's a mefurish pasuk. We assume they know, and therefore you're absolutely mechuyev to be mocha and to protest and tell them they're doing the wrong thing. We will stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Sif Mem Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.